So this story of Kumara is prelude of enlightenment, really. After this, Rumi will tell us the real story he wants to say. What is the real story that Rumi really likes in this book?
Parrot.
The parrot! Love! He wants to talk about love. You remember in the story of parrot, Rumi talks about love. Lovely. Means that's the only story that you will find him to go out of the way just to sing the chant of love, and he will explain love. Remember, he said, oh, there is no way to explain it. And he has some verses that all the Iranians will learn it out of text, because it's so beautiful, it will be quoted that, oh, the story of love, if all the trees will become the pen, all the oceans will become the ink, you cannot write down the story of love. Love is exceptional, love is unexplainable, all that will become later. So here, in a couple of stories, he declared what the problem is, right? This story is a gate to go from this state of mind to another state of mind to hear the explanation of love. So, you should, in a way, you could call it the gate. And this gate is the message to a good messenger, right? The guy is a messenger himself, but he is messenger of Ezar. Because you are all, before being transformed, you are the messenger of intelligence. Because you believe in intelligence, you're sitting down intelligently listening to this. The transformation is this very short story, it's not that big. But you will see that in this story, we will talk about Jabr Ikhtiyar. You remember Jabr and Ikhtiyar? Which is that philosophic argument is always there, that if I have the choice, or everything is imposed on me. Do I have to do something, or I have the choice? It will bring even that. So this is a story that you could call it a gate of transformation. How did it happen? First, he explained to you that, okay, now, you are here to hear about this caliph, because Rumi is representative of that caliph. And you, the students, are representative of school, because school of thought is what Greek and Roman civilization was all about, right? So all the students, they are the messenger of school. And he is the representative of the caliph here. Representative of the caliph that we'll hear at the end of the eighth story. Remember? The Arabi and his wife at that point. Well, then there is a caliph. Rumi is that caliph, he knows that. So we'll say, once upon a time, there was this messenger. He was coming here. He was looking for Umar. Why? Curiosity. Just like you are doing. Why are you here? You are curious. He was curious, but deep down he didn't know what he is looking about. Looking for. Rumi knew. He told you what he was looking for. First thing he was thinking about was, where is the palace? The success, right? Being rich, powerful, being the king, where is that palace? Because this is what you're looking for. You're looking for a better state of being, not a better state of mind. A better state of being is to live in a palace, to find a palace. And something else. What was the second thing he was looking for? Exactly! Where park your catalog without paying, of course. Who's looking for a valid parking? Because this is what you do. Don't you? You are here to find out where should I put all this thing that is carrying me to park it. How can I have a rest? How could I have a rest of thought? Because your thought is your horse carrying you, right? And you want to park it the way you want to go to Acapulco and sit down and drink. What is that for? Not to worry about, right? So he wants to park his worries and go in the palace. This is the aim of this messenger and you. Normally, you are tempted to have peace of mind. If they ask you, why are you going in this path? What are you seeking? You say, I want a peace of mind and a better life. I need to park my car, to park my horse, and live in the palace. That's the comfort, and this is stop the worry. This is what the guy is looking for. What do we offer? We don't have that. That's not the subject we're talking about. We are talking about, yes, peace of mind to sleep. Why are you sleeping? Because sleep is the first step to go out of this existence, then imagination, then non-existence, remember? So sleep is good, because in that state of sleep, Maryam will give birth to Messiah. That's how Messiah will be born, under a very special tree, a very independent tree, with a very straightforward stand-up trunk that could feed you and give you whatever you want. Palm tree is like that. There is this palm tree, and it's a tree. It's green, evergreen. You remember Khuda, that prophet that never dies. He's green. We believe in existence of this greenness, which will give you a shadow. And shadow is lovely. Of course you seek the light, but could you handle it? Could you stand in the sun for a long time? No. You need the shadow. That's what the comfort is to us. Therefore, our caliph is sleeping under a tree, pure silver. How could you find him? First, you should give up the idea of the palace and the valet parking. Okay? Then what? How do you find this caliph?
He asks somebody where he was.
Somebody told you this messenger. Who was that? A woman.
A woman, an Arab woman.
Which woman? Huh? The Arab woman. You remember the couple we'll talk later? That's it. A simple intelligence will lead you to that. So there is this Arab woman who said, the caliph is over there. Because to that woman, everything is clear. This is the woman that later we'll talk. This is a part, half of the entire you. Your intelligence could tell you, but not precise intelligence. Some intelligence. Because at the end of the day, intelligence will lead you. So the woman said, the caliph is sleeping over there. This was the opening of the story. Then what? He said, Then there is this thing that if the caliph is sleeping over there, are you going to disturb the situation? Are you going to wake him up? Shouldn't, because this is the good state of mind we're talking about, right? Who should wake up that caliph? You don't know. You're not supposed to know. It's out of your hand. Which is sneeze. Sneeze is something that happens. It just happens. Don't ask how. Don't ask why. Because it happens, but it doesn't happen until you start to transform. Before that, no way that you will see the caliph. You should start to transform. How? understanding whatever we're talking about. Right? Okay, today I explain the final part of this story. What did you understand? What was the main thing I emphasized today? Unknowingly, I didn't know it would happen like this. You know that I have nothing in my mind. I just think. What was the first thing I explained to you? What is the most important thing I said today? If you could bring down whatever I was talking, what was it? Rakib, you tell me, because you heard it for the first time. What was I talking about?
The message, two sides of the coin.
Two sides of the coin. If you could swallow this. And I said, okay, this is, it looks simple, but really to let it sink down. Whenever you think about positive, remember the negative. Whatever you think about negative, remember the positive, and they are both the same. And not to understand it, I said, you have to feel. The messenger felt this. Remember? Suddenly he said, there is fear and joy. Both are here. Me? I'm that soldier who fighted in that. You remember he was talking about the fighting in Jihad and all that? The messenger will think, me who fighted in so many wars? How come that I fear this God? And at the same time, I like him. Experience both sides of the coin. When you experience it, then it's a time. If that quote-unquote time, which is not in your hand, in no one's hand, then suddenly you sneeze, and the Caliph will wake up. You see how simple and harmonious, actually, he will put them all down in a simple story. Okay, you are the messenger of that righteousness. You're looking for something. What you're looking for? You are the messenger. You are the one with yearning and all that. But you're looking at the wrong place for wrong thing. It's not about the palace. It's not about the valet parking. It's about something else. That something else is as simple as somebody sleeping under the tree. But that somebody will not and should not talk to you before you transform. You should be transformed in you, deep down. Do you remember? You have to go in the state of solitude, in the cave, meditate to find God. Remember the word? Safa Aviyat Dil, the purity of heart. You have to have some feeling, find a new feeling in your heart, which is both sides of the coin, which is the state of holiness. State of holiness is something that you don't dare to do whatever you like, but you like that state very much, because that state is controlling you. You are not in control. The God is not in control. Therefore, sneeze comes out, because a sneeze is out of your control. But it comes from you. Remember, it doesn't come from him. It is not supposed to come from him. Remember? This is one of the differences between the teacher and peer. Teacher will talk to you. Teacher even will try to force feed you. First step is yearning, and it's up to you. You have to have the thirst, right? So that Omar, the Caliph, is sleeping. You have to transform to have these two sides of the coin in your feeling. Then, out of your control, you will do something. Sneeze. Then he wakes up. When Omar wakes up, the first thing is, then, okay, when he's awake, now the teaching starts. Before that, it's not teaching. They will not teach you in this school of thought.